Proclamation number 1739, dated the December 15th, 1940. Jesus Transfiguration, My Father and I Are One. Single quote. The right solution to the problem of Jesus Transfiguration after his crucifixion also explains Jesus' words, The Father and I Are One. Single quote at the same time. God sacrificed himself through a human being who overcame every human aspect for love of God and who therefore shaped his soul such that God was able to take abode in him in all fullness. His external form, his body, totally complied with the soul's will and was likewise only disposed towards the divine. Thus every substance was God-inclined spirit, so that it no longer needed the process of development on earth and was therefore able to enter the spiritual realm in all perfection after the body's death. All perfected spiritual beings unite with the elementary power and, through a most heartfelt fusion, become as one with it. The process of development of the spiritual beings which had once fallen away from God lasts for an infinitely long time and, through countless levels, will also lead to ascent in the beyond, but the external form, the less developed spiritual substance, always remains on earth and releases the soul which, as a spiritual being, will subsequently seek to join beings of equal maturity in the beyond. The external form dissolves and the individual spiritual substances affiliate with similar ones in order to continue their process of development. However, Jesus' body, on account of its purity and actions of love, had already attained spiritual perfection and the inconceivable suffering on the cross had been the final process of purification for the body's spiritual substance so that, in this utterly cleansed state, it was able to join the perfect soul and no longer needed to stay on earth, and therefore the Spirit of God, the soul and the body united, thus became one. Jesus, the man, was the mediator between God and people, but now God and Jesus Christ are one. They should not be thought of as two beings next to each other, but it is only one being which absorbs everything that is perfect. Jesus' divinity cannot be imagined in any other way than the eternal deity itself, which merely affiliated itself with the external shape of Jesus, the man, i.e., his spiritual substances were allowed to merge with the elementary power, because at Jesus' death they had already reached a degree of perfection which is the prerequisite for the closest unity with God. By despising earthly pleasures and, as a result of strict self-discipline, Jesus' body had overcome all matter and therefore no longer required a further process of development. All spiritual substances in the physical form were able to join the soul and leave the earthly valley together with it in order to enter the heights of light. From this moment on, this soul was surrounded by the most brightly shining light. Consequently, Jesus' body and soul had to leave the earth in a transfigured state, for a being that is completely merged with God also had to receive light and strength from him and thus emanated in the same way as the eternal deity himself. Because it was one with God, therefore also light and strength in abundance. This process of light emanation usually remains concealed from people. Yet God's infinite love for people allowed the transfiguration of Jesus to occur visibly in order to give them a sign of his power and glory, to strengthen the faith of those who were to proclaim his power and glory to the world, and in order to provide people with the evidence that Jesus had conquered death, that from now on death no longer exists for people who follow him and make an effort to take the same path on earth. Jesus' transfiguration has been a much disputed subject for humanity and was usually rejected as a myth, because people lack all spiritual understanding for the ultimate goal of every being, for the final union with God, for becoming one with him. However, Jesus says, "The Father and I are one." Single quote for the union had taken place in him already. His soul was shaped such that it was able to accept God and thus had already become a recipient of light and strength from God. Thus he was able to teach all wisdom and work through divine strength. He was as perfect as his Father in heaven and able to create and shape like him. His nature was love, his words were love, and thus he worked by virtue of his great love for people. For everything in existence and everything that happens can only be accomplished by love. His life on earth was a constant succession of works of miracles without pomp and splendor, but he concluded it in radiant light, by transfiguring himself before the eyes of his own and ascended to heaven, to eternal glory. Amen.